listener production. Warm, enjoyable, and chock full of nuts. Just like a sneaky mid-morning brownie.
And I can't live without it!
It's Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Well, I wasn't the only one having my own The Cause experience on the weekend, Alex Dyson, with a bit of a runaway.
Righto. Okay, yeah, Monday's show, you told us your pram got hooked by the wind and started flying down the road like Johnny Depp on the Black Pearl, just cruising the
ocean. Well, Stacey Young texted in on our Instagram at matt.n.alex, said, what ran away from me with the crazy winds around Sydney last night was the old trampoline. She sent a picture of a trampoline absolutely upended, legs in the air. This thing's hooked around the corner of the house. It looks like the house is wearing a fascinator.
Yeah, sure. Well, it is spring racing carnival, so I'm sure the house was just trying to get in the mood for the Cox Plate, which is on the way. Anyway, thank you very much for joining us here on All Day Breakfast. We're going to be double bouncing you all through a big old show, and Matt O'Kine cannot wait to be welcoming back into the studio Mr. Rant D Dog joining us to help solve your issues.
I can't believe we haven't done this already. What's my mother effing name? Rant Doggy Dog.
Rant Dog.
Rant Doggy. Okay, well.
Yeah.
I think I've just given myself a...
Pop it in the suggestion box. We'll see what we can do for
I also
us.
Got a package that arrived in the mail today that is a little bit of a clue as to what's happening with my desk. Which I'm sure you've all been sitting on the edge of your seats waiting to hear about when that's going to arrive. If you miss Friday's show, I'll give you a bit of an update. But also, Alex Dyson, I want to start off with a very big question, and it all revolves around what extents you'd go to not have a baby.
Oh.
We're hitting the topic of male contraception. And let's get it started.
Well, here it is. Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
This is just the start.
Everyone ready?
Let's get this show on the road.
Let's go.
Here we go.
Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Well, Alex, so when it comes to male contraception, the options are pretty limited, isn't there?
Yeah, I think that's by design, though.
What do you mean?
from a patriarchal society
dumping
the issue off onto a different gender.
Well, that's it.
Who you've suppressed for
that's
many
it,
years.
Exactly. I mean, there's basically the two winners, the, you know, the dummy.
The dinger.
And the franger. Then there's the method that you've been using for most of your life, which is not getting any. Which is a
hey, do not question my methods, okay?
It's so far proven foolproof.
I implore you to find a better method of not having a baby than being so repulsive that anyone with a reproductive system runs you the opposite direction. I'll have you know. Anyway,
But no, you're right. The male pill hasn't really taken off. I think there's been some tests. You know, there's been versions of it. And you're right, because the onus has been placed on women completely unfairly for so long. It's ridiculous since around what?
It's about time we stepped up to the plate.
Exactly, which is why so much attention was suddenly drawn on to not so much as a plate, but more of a bowl that came out of Germany recently. It's a groundbreaking form of male contraception. It's actually taken away an award, Alex Dyson, which I thought that you know, could have been a part of the judging panel on, the Dyson Award for innovation.
The Dyson, is that like a Nobel Prize?
I don't know if it's quite as, it's kind of, maybe it's like the Aldi version of a Nobel Prize, sure. It's the take two of Nobel Prize.
The Dyson, is it specifically for contraception? It's not a Nobel, it's a no sex prize.
Well, this particular device is much less, more or less of a no, it's not quite a Nobel, it's more like a no balls.
No balls.
Because this is what it's called right here. This is, I mean, apologies if you are, you know, you've got kids around you.
Well, sex education is taught in primary schools. I remember being in year six and, you know, learning all about the penis and the vagina and what done. And next to me, Emma Johnson and I made a bet going into sex ed class that we wouldn't laugh during it. We made it through all of the, you know, the insertion and the stimulation and the procreation. And
not a titter.
And we were doing the biology. They talked about the rectum where feces comes out and the teacher goes, or poo. And we both cracked up.
No, you couldn't, of course.
Both on the that one. I mean, we made it through all the sex stuff, but it was the poo jokes. And, you know, luckily I'd only bring this up on Tuesday's show, not Feces Free Friday, yeah. Because that is a sacred
place.
Well,
exactly. It's a good thing that you...
It's
a good thing, Alex Dyson.
Venue, much like my bedroom.
It's a good thing you got all those laughs out of your system back then, hey? And you haven't laughed about it since. It's called the COZO, this device. Right. And what it is a lot of the headlines, I saw a headline on news.com.au, it's like a bath, but just for your bits.
Right.
So... it looks like, I'll tell you what it looks like. It looks like a sweet at-home speaker, like an Alexa, right? But it's like, it's like sort of got a like a half pipe shape to its top, to the top of it. And it uses ultrasound deep heat to cause sperm mobility in the region to... well, temporarily cease. Basically, it's like a sauna for your bits and they get so relaxed that they just stop moving. They just wrap the towel around their little tails.
They sit in the float tank.
Just sit there, yeah. I don't know what they think about when they're not, you know, when they're not active.
Yeah, so it's the device acts as a big Saturday night and then... Matt O'Kine is hungover on the couch the next morning, unable to move.
Yeah, and the whole time you think, why are so many Uber Eats drivers turning up to my balls today? Another car dropping off a burger. Really, guys?
Okay, so you keep it on what, the nightstand, and well, just before you start the deed,
no.
You dip your junk into it like you're... dipping your nigiri into a little tray of soy sauce.
Do you know what? You only use it once every 6 months. That's almost what I wouldn't say scares me, because I don't want to not promote the, you know, groundbreaking technology innovation, and also more importantly the...
In fact, Mac wants to be the spokesperson. So please, if you are from COZO, get in touch. You need a buddy. Face to go along with this brand.
Well, look, it says the first time you have to use it has to be under doctor supervision, and it takes 2 weeks to take effect. So it like does its thing. I don't know if it actually feels hot on your things, but it does its thing, and then 6 weeks goes by. I don't know when they start waking up. Like, I don't know whether you can feel something or whether you know, like, I don't know what happens when they start finally moving again, but every 6 months, then you can just start doing it yourself. But what do you reckon? Would you use it? Would you give it a go?
I feel nervous,
well, to be completely honest.
I would prefer it than the pill, you know, a once a day.
Well, that's it. And there's horrible side effects of the pill. There's been so much discussion that we've been talking about with the vaccinations, you know.
Yeah. The people have been dealing
with
it.
Yeah, people have been dealing
with
it for ages, and it's not talked about. It's just expected, you know. Society expects you to risk your body like that.
Exactly. So I reckon it's time
to go the bath.
For us to dunk our junk in the name of equality, Matt. Hashtag, and we're starting it here at All Day Breakfast. Hashtag dunk the junk.
Yeah, everybody wants to be a pickle jar hero.
Well, put your plastic screens on your service counters, because the spittle is about to fly. That's right. It is time for another edition of Rant Dog, the time where Alex Dyson does transform into the whiskered Avenger to take up your issues and start telling it like it is, much like the shock jocks on a few of these tabloid newspapers and a few of these random pay TV news stations.
Although,
who can get very fiery.
I will say, Alex Dyson, that since I mentioned a possible parody on the horizon of Snoop Dogg's What's My Name? Rant Dog. I do think it is impressive that you've worn your hair in cornrows today.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's it's to show that I mean business, Matt O'Kine. And I could just imagine Alan Jones jumping on the mic with a similar hairstyle and starting spitting some fire. But look, it does all start with some of the issues which the mainstream media, or should I say the lamestream media, don't like to cover.
Yeah, scaredy cats.
Yeah, you know, and you let out the dogs to chase the cats. All right, that's what we're about to do, thanks to LJ, who's got in touch with an issue that has been on her mind.
Boys, me again. On the subject of the spaghetti sauce industry and the white T-shirt industry being connected, I want to discuss the female fashion industry. We literally get pockets sewn up in our pants or dresses or whatever, truly just to promote us going to get wallets and bags. And like this, I just want pockets, truly. I hate bags. I don't want to carry around a bag. If you could maybe address this, that would be wonderful.
A dress with pockets. Something we can only dream of at the moment, Matt O'Kine. Mm. Because these absolutely rancid organisations with their needle and thread have been sewing up our clothes and our dreams for too long. And, you know, LJ has pointed out a very big issue. I mean, we were talking about women carrying the burden of contraception earlier in the show. They've been carrying it around with everything in their handbags.
Yeah.
Because of Big Pocket, all right? And I do feel, Matt O'Kine, that I'm turning into a bit of a freedom fighter here for all women, and I'm no longer Rat Dog, but I'm the female version of a dog, and that's a bitch. I'm Rat Bitch today.
Oh, wow.
Which is ironic because all we want in this world is Big Pockets, but it's Big Pocket that is the one company that is keeping us from having that which we desire. And instead, we're fumbling around in sacks, overpriced sacks that keep our makeup, our supplies, everything in there. Occasionally some mints that have fallen out are in the bottom alongside the dust and some bark somehow.
That's in those bags.
And it's affecting the men as well. I want to shout out to the men.
You know what?
Heard of a pocket square? You know, they sell pocket squares. You're like, and I got one. I'm like, oh, great. I can put this, where do I put this? In my pocket. Go to the breast pocket of my suit jacket. Sewn up. It's sewn up. They're using more materials to give us less space.
Can I weigh in? Sorry, I know that...
Of course you can.
Sometimes you need a break just to get a soother and just to calm the nerves a bit.
What? I'll try and get my soother out of my handbag. Oh, wait. I can't find it in the mess.
Okay.
It would be right there in my pocket, but it's disappeared.
Rant off, can I just say? If we've got to look at anyone who's behind this, all right, it's the hair tie companies.
Yep.
How many hair ties could we have saved if there was a pocket to put them in? Meanwhile, girls are buying these things, all right, by the bloody bulkful.
Yep. They're killing turtles. You know they're killing turtles.
Shipping containers of hair ties are turning up and just disappearing right under our nose, all right? If we had pockets, maybe that'd change. Also, you know what? You know what else annoys me? Sorry, I don't mean to jump on board, but Alanis Morissette, liar.
Yeah.
One hand in my pocket.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
What? Two fingernails in your pocket. That's how deep they are. That's how deep you can get the bloody hand into a few of these things. You know, through my years, for whatever reason, of dressing up, I've worn a few women's jeans in my time, Matt O'Kine. But I barely get the knuckles in.
Oh, the Britney jeans? You couldn't.
Forget about it.
You couldn't fit.
Forget about it. The lowriders.
It's not a phone small enough. You need some sort of.
They're making the phones bigger as well. You've got a third of your phone in your pocket. How's that been to stay in there?
It's supposed to crack on the floor. Oh, who gets paid? Phone companies.
I was chatting to Woods earlier on. She showed me her pockets. She's like, these are the pants. And my phone fell in the toilet. You know? And I put my hand, couldn't get in. She put her hand in my tracksuit pair pockets that I'm wearing now. Deep as a bloody...
I've seen thimbles bigger than some of these jeans pockets.
It's absolutely unbelievable. And, you know, we were chatting to Corey Tutt yesterday, right, about the first scientists. I think back in the day, people should have looked at the ancient Australian landscape, yeah. All right? Look at these marsupials who are going around. Pockets.
Exactly.
Pouches. They keep their babies in there. Why can't we take a leaf out of their book, start carrying them around? Thank you very much. I haven't seen a kangaroo with a bloody Chanel handbag over the arm with a Joey in it. Thank you.
Nah, fair call. Fair call, Rant Dog.
Thank you very much. And LJ, thank you for bringing that very important issue to the fore today. I hope that the one organisation that can have shallow pockets, which they don't need that much money, are these bloody fashion organisations from now on. Well, the people of Australia are gathered round their Bluetooth speakers, their earplugs. You know, Australians are used to this appointment viewing and listening. They've been turning up for press conferences at certain times every day for 2 years. But I think the biggest audience is happening right now, everyone listening to All Day Breakfast to find out the latest news on Matt O'Kine's desk, which has been caught in some transit delays for a number of weeks. And I tell you what, Matt, we need an update, bro. What is going on with the desk?
Well, look.
Because the people deserve to know. What does the Burnett Institute modelling say as to when the desk will arrive? I want your best case. I want your worst case.
I tell you what. They might as well have made a bloody circus tent out of this desk because... The clowns have showed up, I'll tell you that much, all right? I finally get my desk after...
So it's arrived.
It finally arrived last week, okay? And I put it together. Well, at least...
Ooh, Allen key?
I tried to put it together.
What assembly was required for the desk?
Most of it, they had like just an Allen key thing that you could do it. And I started putting it together. But okay. The wheels that they sent me for the desk, the casters... Wrong size.
Yep. Oh my God.
Two clips to put the underwire management cable system underneath the desk don't fit. All right.
Oh dear.
So then I go back to them, right? It's a Saturday. I'm putting it together on a Saturday and I'm on the bloody chat of the website. You know that chat?
Oh, I love it when they send you to the chat. You know, what a great system. Other than waiting on hold, you can sit there and talk to yourself.
The little dunk
in this bot
may
world.
I help you?
God,
so annoyed.
Just flashbacks from Clippy and Microsoft Word just standing there mocking you. Do you want to write a letter? Yes. Thank you, Clippy.
Do you want to be able to put your desk together? Yeah, I do, mate. Can you send me whatever I need? Then, after sending me wrong parts of the desk, right, which at least weren't absolutely crucial, but still, after waiting 6 weeks, they say, don't worry, I'll send you out some new wheels right now. And I'm like, thanks very much. And then they're like, if you don't mind sending us back the old wheels that we sent you. So I've just attached a return form. If you could print out and stick it to the parcel. I'm like, print out! Print out!
On that printer you own.
Do you know how...
We don't work at the bloody ABC anymore. We don't have a printer. We can't just go in and do that.
After 6 weeks of waiting for my desk, that was the most offensive thing that they could have said to me. Do you mind printing out this? Printing? Do I mind? Do I mind printing out? Do printers even exist anymore?
Rat Dog's getting a run for his money here.
Should I call up Sarah and say, hello, Sarah, have you ever heard of a printer? Is this something I can just type in emojis and leave in a TikTok comment and maybe you can bloody figure out how to pick it up that way? Anyways.
Yeah, once you send out the wrong things, I think that's it. You've lost the
Well, things. That's what you'd think.
You can't expect the customer to send them back.
That's what you'd think until I get a phone call, random number.
Yep.
I answer it. I say, hello. They go, yeah, is this Matt from number whatever? And I'm like, yeah, who's this? And they're like, oh, I work downstairs in one of the shops. I was out in the back laneway and I just found a parcel with your name on it. Right, so if you want to meet me out the front, I'll give it to you. I said, what? So I go out the front, bloody desk legs, just random desk legs in the laneway at the back of my house. No one thought, hey, should I get someone to sign off on these? Should I see whether Matt wants to maybe collect this 20-kilogram parcel? Now, let's just leave some random desk legs. Oh, I tell you what.
In a laneway gutter, this is like a good spot to just leave a package. Seems
a 14-kilogram.
Next to the bins.
So I've got wrong parts, wrong wheels, packages out the back, and now I'm bloody combing the community trying to figure out who I know that has a printer.
I tell you what, finding the printer is the first step. The next one is downloading the software to your computer, the drivers for the printer, getting the right printer, the Epson 4782-200 or the Epson 4072-300, because they're completely different things that don't work with each other, finding a dongle to attach the USB to your thing or trying to set up the Wi-Fi. You're in for a world of pain, my friend.
I'm just going to sit on the ground. Honestly, that's just what I'm going to sit on the ground and write my do my work in chalk on the concrete, all right? Because that's how I feel is the only trustworthy goddamn method in this godforsaken planet.
It's days like this, I just want to go and become a Buddhist monk in Thailand and just sit with myself and not have anyone bothering me and just sit in silence. That's the only way. It's the only way to live.
I'm going to go there now. Anyways, just wanted to get that off my chest. Well, Alex Dyson, I've been talking about the wild weather that was hitting Sydney over the weekend. I mean, I said my pram got blown away. We had a listener's trampoline end up, you know, upside down on the near the corner of the house. There was tornadoes in Armidale. There was huge hailstorms in Western Sydney. And actually, there was a TikTok video. I don't know if you saw this, but a gentleman has a Toyota Supra. Didn't want to get hailed on, obviously. So the footage is of him lying with the cardboard, as much cardboard as he could get, covering the whole vehicle. And then he's just protecting the bald patches.
The front section.
With his body, yeah. He's got his arms stretched out. He's copping hailstones at the back. He's trying to move to strategically figure out where the hailstones are going to be landing so as to best protect his whip.
Putting his body on the line for the Supra there, just allowing the hail to embed into the back. But it's better than going to the bonnet. I mean, scars in us can heal, Matt O'Kine. You try and buff out a hailstone in the bonnet of a Supra, you know, you're in for a whole lot more damage. So good on him for going to great lengths to protect the car. And it's that sort of dedication. Sorry,
I just kept thinking about, you know, if you cop that many hailstones in your back, you might have like lots of dents in your back. And then if that was the case, the most comfortable seat ever would be one of those bead covers that bus drivers always seem to wear. Like it would fit quite snug on your back because of all the beads.
Well, they're the ones that go to the chairs. I think tarot card readers have the ones across doors that you just push through them to get into their shop, you know. But anyway, as I was saying, it's that kind of dedication to a vehicle that we want for people who are going to be driving around in the official Matt and Alex Bomb Squad, the world's first podcast street team. We've been getting entries from all across the country to get the four massive car stickers that we've got to officially make your ride a Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast certified vehicle. We've given away about 10 so far, so it's time to add to the incredible crew. Please welcome from Victoria, it's Nathan. G'day, Nathan.
G'day, how are we?
Oh, good. That now that you're here, Nathan, now please tell us all about your vehicle.
So basically it starts about 2 years ago when we could still do things. My girlfriend and I purchased tickets to Falls Festival, and she decided that she didn't want to sleep in a tent anymore.
No, don't blame her, mate.
Yeah, well, I succumbed and we decided to purchase a van. Yep. So this is 5 days out from Falls, so it's Christmas time, everything's going on, it's crazy. We panicked by this van that's probably not really worth the money I paid for it in reality, and then I spent the remainder of the time building a bed frame in it and trying to do all these things in the 40
fully
degree
kitting it out. Yeah, I tried.
I'm not a builder by any stretch of the imagination. Yeah, got some curtains in there. Definitely.
Got the little stove. Did you chuck a little stove underneath it?
Nah, that was later to come. And then we packed it all up and we're going to go to Falls, and that was the year that got cancelled at Lawn because of the lightning and everything like that. So that was pretty disappointing, and we decided that last year, once the restrictions had sort of eased, we thought, oh, well, we'll pack it up, we'll take 3 weeks off work and we'll go have a look around Uluru and see the sights. And the day before we were supposed to go, the border slammed shut on us, so we couldn't go anywhere again.
So you've got a primed van sitting there just looking rubbish with nowhere to go.
Yeah, it's got a few touch-ups that I did with a can of white spray paint. when I bought it, it had not a panel was out of dint on it and lots of paint missing. So did a bit of touch-up work. But, yeah, it needs some covering up to make it look less ratty, I guess.
Oh, mate, well, you've come to the right place. We can't thank you enough for entering Matt and Alex's Bomb Squad.
We cannot promise that it'll be less ratty. There, it might be a little bit more ratty with a little rat dog on the bonnet there.
Strong essence of rat in these in these stickers. But
we're happy to grant it, because I reckon once these borders open, Nathan, you will be out and about shouting from the mountaintops about all-day breakfast. It'll be pretty good on the roads. You'll get plenty of toots, a few people pulling the old the bus horn at you. I think that'll be excellent, bro. So congratulations. You're an official member of the Matt and Alex Bomb Squad.
No, thanks heaps for that, guys. Appreciate it.
Oh, no, thank you, and good luck. Hopefully,
we better ask, unless your girlfriend has an aversion to sleeping in a fully sick car now.
Nah, she'll be wrapped.
All right, great. Mate, that's so awesome. So thanks very much. Good luck out there. What's the third trip? Have you got something planned that will, you know, third time's a charm?
No, we are leaving it until we are 100% able to go anywhere. I don't want to be let down again.
Yeah, don't book the work holidays or anything yet. No, hold on. We'll hopefully get there soon. Well, thank you very much, Nathan. We'll catch you later.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
And that brings us to the end of today's show. Only a few Bomb Squad spaces left. So make sure you jump on mattandalex.com.au. Let us know why you should be getting the sweet, sweet sticker action to make your ride as cool as Nathan's. We might be chatting to you before the end of the week, which we're going to finish, Matt O'Kine. We're going to need to give away all the Bomb Squad spaces by the end of the week, and we're going to finish with a very, very big show on Friday.
Yeah, that's right. We absolutely cannot wait. Leading up to the big one, let's just say the fuse is lit and it's going to go off. Hey, thank you so much for joining us. I think always good to see Rant Dog again. And we will catch you tomorrow, but we thought we'd leave you with a message from our listener at Sand G Vinucci, and it ties in perfectly with my whinge about my desk. It's about when has something not arrived.
Hey, Matt and Alex. So I did similar to Matt in that I bought a gaming chair off a certain ad that was on a social media platform. The deal was pretty good. It was like 60% off or something like that. Well, a month passed and I hadn't had it, so I sent them an email, got no response. And then a few more months passed and I tried to give them a call or even go to the website, and they had packed up shop. They're nowhere to be found. So hopefully, Matt, you didn't get scammed like I did.
Oh, no. Good luck.
Trying to buy a chair and they're just running off laughing at you, aka putting just chair emojis in the chat, just having a big old laugh. Devo. We'll catch you tomorrow.
That's it. The all-day breakfast kitchen is closed. Got something to add to the show? Slide into our DMs at matt.and.alex. Listener.